You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour, where we're keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. This is Bree Shay. And wow, y'all.
It's your girl, K-Matt.
She wants to be on her phone. That's crazy.
I'm doing important stuff, I
What's
promise.
What's more important than being
promise
in the
I'm
moment?
I'm doing important stuff.
With the Queendom Hour.
I'm in the moment. I'm here.
Episode 8.
We are on episode 8.
And this is...
This is the last episode before the new year.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's episode of the year. 8. The 2018 episode.
Come
8.
On. Look at
and
that.
We started
it's
out
something
with
about
seven.
Every Come episode. On. Come on. And then 9 will be 2019. Look at that.
Maybe we tried to make that bigger than it is, but come on, somebody. It's a word. Transparency moment.
Transparency moment.
I didn't like episode 7.
You didn't. Ooh, y'all.
I didn't like episode 7.
What didn't you like about it?
It's like the first part of it was us, it was a big, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. It's a C word.
Conviction.
Oh, come on.
It was very, very...
You got some conviction from it. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. Conviction helps us grow.
Yes.
And it doesn't feel good.
And it didn't feel good because it was more so like the first part, like we was fucking really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, this is how it was. This is how it's supposed to be. Step out of the excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But child, your whole 2018 was about excuses.
Whole 2018.
So I didn't like 7. And then the second part was just about, you know, different things. It wasn't all over the place. You know, once you listen to it, you get kind of understanding of where we was going and how we got from one place to something else. But the whole time, we did not honor. I don't think we honored God for 2018.
Mm.
I think we were so, and that's where the conviction came in, because like we focused so much on what we didn't do in 18.
Mm-hmm.
We barely said what God did for us in 18. And I didn't like that.
Because we focused more on the things that didn't happen or the negative things. And like you were saying, we don't think about all the good things that actually did happen throughout the year.
Yeah.
And we said the good things that God did for us throughout the year. Because, I mean, obviously we're still here. So.
Dang. And we said all this in episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't honored God yet. So, 2018, what were some things that God did for you?
Some things, man, it was a lot. Man, he kept my mind, which is the biggest
You're
thing.
So churchy.
I'm very churchy, y'all. But
so
I just,
churchy.
Lord, I'm just saying. I honestly, though, that's big
so
because
churchy.
I knew me when. When my mind was not right, he really kept my mind this year, because there were a lot of times when I could have been all over the place. So my mind was very regulated. And he also helped me to get outside of the box and out of my comfort zone in a lot of things. I know for sure that I still held myself back on a lot, but there were also a lot of things that like even just with this podcast, we were holding off for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, I know for me, was just the whole, Lord, what do I say? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to get up here and it's like, we can talk in private, but you put me in front of a mic and it's like, okay, what? But honestly, no, for real. Like, honestly, like, he worked it out so that I can literally get up here and be comfortable and get out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. Comfortable and out of my comfort zone. But doing something where he's literally, I have to rely on him. Like, I can't get up here and just talk on this podcast and be using myself. Like, he literally is working through me every time I step foot in this room. So that was big. for me.
They said Mind Podcast.
Mind Podcast. My business, he has really kept it afloat, okay? Because it was sometimes, last year actually, I felt like business was just real stagnant and I wasn't really having a good retention rate with people. Mm-hmm. I would do people's makeup and then I just would not see them anymore, or I would have a long drought of like months without doing anybody's face, and then, you know, it's just very inconsistent. But he has really kept the beauty hour consistent this year, very consistent, and so I'm looking forward to more next year, and for him to use me more and for me to get out the way completely, because I know a lot of that was the reason I couldn't reach to some things this year, is me getting in the way of what he was doing. But yeah, Mind Podcast, business. He kept me at work. Hey, he kept me having a job this year, because where I work is cut and dry.
Job.
Cut and dry. But yeah, those are like my biggest things.
This was up 18 mm-hmm. for me. Such a trying year, but once you look back on it, it was such a beautiful, beautiful experience. My struggle, survival skills wise. Mm. So he continuously allowed me to survive through everything, through, you know, the decisions I had to make, through you know, what people had to say about me, through not having a job, mm-hmm. having a job, then not having a job, keeping me afloat. Wow, such a big year that I can't even like get down on, because not only was I able to focus on myself, mm-hmm. and that's something that I don't take a lot of credit on, is that because I, you know, worry about my family so much and worry about everything that, you know, we go through and where people are at in their life when it comes to my family, you know, where they're at, you know, making sure that everybody's okay. Mm-hmm. I lose myself and I don't focus on me and what makes me happy. This year, I focused on
Brashae,
and I did not realize that until, you know, until you really hear what people say and think about you, and it's just like, oh, that's what y'all think about me? Oh, cool. But I'm still gonna do my thing.
Yeah.
I'm not changing what I got going on and what makes me happy because you feel some type of way about my attitude or my characteristics or
right.
something like that. And it's not a negative thing. It's literally because I don't tolerate a bunch of stuff that you bring to my life.
Mm-hmm.
God has kept me this year from everything toxic. And I am in awe.
Come on.
Of that.
Come on.
I am in awe of that because it's so many things that we don't even look at. We just gravitate towards for people and mm-hmm. places, and we want this and we want that, and we don't even sit down and take the time to say, is this toxic? I didn't. But because God has been so good to me and, you know, knows me, knows my heart, knows where I want to be mm-hmm. and how much I am in love with him, he shows how much he is in love with me by cutting things off that I thought I wanted.
Yes.
So that has been absolutely phenomenal. Like, just where I started at the beginning of 18, just being optimistic, and it's almost like had this child, you know, this young girl, you know, kind of, you know, bubbliness about her. I remember being just so optimistic and so like, oh, it's 2018. What are we doing? You know, just super, but almost like if I'm thinking about it right, it was almost like naive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was a sense of trusting God or was I being naive, but now thinking where I'm at now,
yeah,
it's so like powerful knowing like, oh, I can cut that off. Mm-hmm. Cut that out. Like, oh, God ain't put that in. Oh, you know, God doesn't bring confusion, and he doesn't, you know, make me question the people in my life. He wouldn't, you know, make me you know, super think about these opportunities that's coming, they're not meant for you. You know, the conversation that you had with this such a person, draw back a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You don't know what these people are talking about. Like, my eyes have opened like two times better, two times more. The mm-hmm. blinders are coming off mm-hmm. constantly. So survival, letting go of toxic things, places, people, enhancing in love, being just a little bit more caring and understanding to the fact, because y'all, I did not understand that people are not going to love you how
they are not.
You love them.
They are not.
And being okay with that.
Yeah.
Being okay with saying like, I love you and I understand that you're not going to love me, but I'm still going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
That is
hard,
growth.
That's growth. That's loving like Christ. For
man.
Real.
And that's a whole nother level of understanding of love, because we so bad as humans want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
We want that saying, hey, I'm dishing out, I'm giving, I'm, you know, doing this. My heart is saying, my heart wants this. But at the same time, it's just like, if they don't love you the same way, is it really love?
Right.
And it's just like, nah, because you know what you did, what you was supposed to do, and God still loves you. And he's not putting any conditions Mm-mm. or stipulations or requirements on the love that.
So who are you?
Who are you to try to draw back your love?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that I do admit that I still don't give all of myself, and I don't think that is ever going to stop. But, you know, I'm open to giving love and not receiving it back. I know the ultimate love, the ultimate example of love, I will never be able to amount to. But God, thank you for being the example.
So you ain't gonna get on the cross for nobody. You're not about to get up there and get on no cross for nobody.
That wasn't my job. I wasn't going to that one.
Mm-mm.
But thank you for what you did in order so I could, you know, just look at something and be like, okay, that's an example that I need to strive to be like. I will never be perfect in it.
Right.
But I can
it's
always.
It's the fact that you're striving for it.
Exactly.
I think too, and I forgot to even mention this, my strengthening my relationship with God, like, took a whole new level this year. Whole new level and a whole new outlook on worship, what it is to worship and what it means to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And also getting out of my small box of worship, because for years I thought that it was just, I had to be in church to really worship, like, but I couldn't have my own private. I think it was more so not knowing what to do and thinking that it was this whole big, like, rule book on how you had to do it. And it was just like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. So I think strengthening my relationship with him, and then just taking worship to a whole new level by myself.
Yeah.
By myself. Well, with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely did that this year, and I'm looking forward to it even growing further.
Absolutely. I think that's one thing that I'm more excited about too. It's just like coming out of the old year, going into the new, I'm almost like at ease.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a weight lifted off of my shoulders, and I didn't know it was like the weight of 2018
mm-hmm.
lifted off of my shoulders to be open to whatever 2019 came, you know, is bringing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, like that naive girl at the beginning of the year, like, has matured. That's something else I want to honor him for maturing. And, you know, not feeling as though that I have to run in, you know, these circles with mm-hmm. people who don't have the same views. And not to say, you know, it's to be small minded and, oh, you have to have the same views to run in my. No, but we have to be on the same page. We have to be equally yoked in some form or fashion.
Right.
I can't hold on to, you know, people that's doing things that aren't conducive to my walk.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense. Right. We're not going to do nothing to grow apart. Thank you for allowing those people to grow, you know, distance themselves from me in whatever it looked like, you know, even with, you know, talking to you, our personal conversations. Mm-hmm. I just remember being like emotional because I wasn't sure why people would do that. Like, why would you distance yourself away from Brisha? She's great.
Come on. She's great. Well,
I mean, not perfect. Absolutely. But she's a work in progress, and she's open. Like, I feel like people cutting themselves off make it seem like, you know, I'm closed-minded, or, you know, I'm, you know, not able to understand where they come from.
And it probably don't have nothing to do about
ain't
you.
Ain't got nothing to do with about me. And if it does, that's not my problem.
Yeah. We got to thank God for that.
Let's be very clear.
For those moments where we don't really understand. And
it's not
we
meant
think
for you
it's
to
about
understand.
Us, but it's really him protecting us.
It's not meant for you to understand. And that's one thing that I am so grateful about, of getting out of my own space of just like, oh, all these people are supposed to be around me. And it's just like, I didn't call you to be in a group, to be the leader of a group of people. Like, I didn't call you to, you know, sit in a room and have, you know, these pointless conversations and things like that. Like, I called you for purpose. Like, you are, you have a specific purpose to be purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
And what
you
gonna be doing
on purpose?
Let's be very clear. Like, just renewing my mind and allowing me to think back. Like, you are really unique. You are really, you know, you are really great in your own space, and everybody is not going to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not going to, you know, honor you in that space and encourage you in that space. So just getting out of my own head. Ooh, come on, God. Getting out of my own head, because 2018 was me in my head trying to create some things and, you know, have some type of false idea of what I thought God wanted from me. You know, tons of people around me, me being in these spaces and enjoying my spaces. But I'm also spending time with him. He's just like, no, if you have not noticed, once you start getting into these circles and once you start connecting with these people, you lost sight of me. You lost sight of your purpose in me. So let me go ahead and make these people mad at you for no reason. Let me go ahead and allow them to give you the cold shoulder for no reason. But I want you to stand firm when that happens. Don't feel no type of way about it, because I got you. You still going to have them solid people around you. That is all that matters. And you're going to continuously grow apart from some people. You're going to continuously
Thank
grow
God.
Apart from
Thank
your
you,
family.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And it's okay.
It's really all right. It's really okay.
So this just 2018, just honoring him for, you know, just being present through everything.
Like, I see now, I think I told you this before, I don't know. When I was like trying to reach out to some people who were in my field and like trying to gain their expertise and, you know, on things that I had questions about. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the day that I reached out to these people, they stopped responding back to me at the exact same time. They were responding the whole morning, and then at one particular time they just stopped. And I was just like, okay, God. Like, in my head, like, is it me? Like, why aren't they responding? Like, what? Like, I need this information. And then I had to really sit back, and he just was just like, I don't want them to give you that. I want you to go and get it on your own. Because, and what was further revealed was that if you get this from them, they're going to try to, I do not want to say clout, but they're going to try to get, because God did not use clout.
That's what I was thinking.
God did
clout
not say clout
in the
to
kingdom
me.
Is crazy. Clout in the kingdom is crazy.
He did not say clout to me, y'all.
Oh my God. But no, that's but
like,
it
really that's is. Like, crazy. He was just like, there we go. Thank you, Lord. They're going to try to take the credit for that. If you continue communication with them and they give you and reveal to you what, you know, the things that you want. Uh-huh. And so when I really sat back and thought about it, it was like, yeah, I need to do this on my own. And I need to figure this out on my own. Thank you, Lord, for mm-hmm. protecting me from that. But my mind at first, I'm looking at it like, is it me? Is it they just don't want to? And it's like, no, like he's really protecting you. You may not understand it or see it at first, but in the end, yeah. And now I'm looking at my situation and I see what I'm doing now. It's like, yeah, I couldn't do that. Yeah. I couldn't use what they were giving me because it wasn't for me, for one. Right. And nah, it's my journey. I want to be able to give God credit and not be like, oh yeah, such and such did. Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So it was all working in his plan.
Absolutely.
He already knew. And absolutely. He knew where I was going to be by the end of the year and where I needed to be. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. And now we're here. Now we're here. Realizing our own journeys and going through our own things is just like on the opposite side of that, you know, I mention one of my sisters all the time when it comes to my Christian walk.
Yes.
You know, just like, oh, you know, thank you for being, you know, thank you for being there. Thank you for, you know, allowing God to use you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just honoring God, and you wouldn't have been able to do that because it would have been like, oh, somebody such and such gave me the steps.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, God, for sending this person. But it's just like, no, I want to be your, you know, your stepping stone for
right.
everything, you know, not to put anybody down. But the beauty I was called for something specific, mm-hmm. not, you know, makeup artist K, mm-hmm. you know, and what makeup artist Rhonda got to say, mm-hmm. because at that moment, everything gonna fuse together and makeup artist, beauty hour makeup artist K and makeup artist Rhonda gonna have the same brand.
Yep.
Nah.
That ain't what it's supposed to be.
Too unique over this
Thank way. You, God, because that's really, for real, for real.
Absolutely.
I'm out here searching for answers, and he like, you got the tools, just mm-hmm. you have to actually do the work.
Do the work.
That's all it is.
Do the work. Stop being that's lazy and do the work. That's what 2018
was about, just learning that I have to really rely on God.
Absolutely.
And not other people.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't mean that people can't lead you, you know, to where you need to go or direct you or anything like that. But
lead sound funny. Assist.
Excuse me. Sorry. Assist. Because that's what I was meaning.
Yeah. Lead sound
you
funny.
You are so irritated.
Lead you into.
You gonna lead we'll me. Say. Okay. Assist you guys.
Yeah.
To make Brishay feel a little better. But assist you. You know, it's not that people can't assist you. But honestly, y'all, some people don't do it for the right reasons and don't have the right heart and mindset.
Yeah.
And God really protects us from those type yeah. of people. Because there's some people out here that are shiesty, that yeah. will fake, like Grimey. They want to help you and assist you into the right direction. But nah, they really just looking for all the credit. And most that's definitely. Not what, it's not supposed to be them getting the credit at all.
Yeah. And I mean, be realistic, people get paid to do that. People
Absolutely.
Get paid to assist. That would have been another outlet for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you paying them to brand your whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we good.
I'm good over here.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to use somebody God sent, you know.
Yeah, somebody just willing to help.
Yeah.
A legit mentor.
Yep.
So just honoring God in 2018. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
What are some expectations for God in 2019?
You go.
Wow, that's a good question. My own question is a good question.
No, it is though.
It is. Expectations for God in 19, just all the way around, growing more for Him to reveal Himself to me more in a whole new stage in my life.
All right, be careful what you ask God to do.
No, I really want this.
Yeah,
I really want this. I've been asking for it. And I know Him in the stage that I was in, and I really want this. So, mm-hmm. Lord, please however it may come. I'm ready for a new level, mm-hmm. A new understanding of who you are. So do that. Trust
so
him.
Do that.
Trust in him more.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in him more. Maybe he won't really hear that, but that's that. Now that
he hears you,
that and my heart, that is really one thing.
So that's
that
not
I
really
just,
him though. That's you. That's expectation for you. Trust in him more is an expectation for yourself.
Well, me, I don't know. Me trust him showing, giving me obstacles,
okay,
so I can trust him more.
Mm.
You know,
ooh,
just
you bold.
Yeah,
let me tell you, because I don't even know if I'm ready to say it out loud.
Child, it's 2019. Like I've been doing
that's
this
real talk.
I've been doing this that's since 2014. Like I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like now, I know we had a couple of podcasts ago. At what point do you get tired? I'm tired.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what I'm gonna do this? I'm gonna be in a cycle for forever, forever, ever. Nah.
Like when is
grow
the
me
really gonna happen?
Grow me. Yeah. No, seriously, to the point to where I can be on level 5. I can wake up the next day and be on level 15, mm-hmm. and go through all the struggles that I need to go to. If it's growing me, if it's, you know, giving us more intimacy, if, you know, we're focusing, if I'm able to focus on you. I just ask that in every situation I'm able to focus on him.
Mm-hmm.
Every situation. Like, I know some stuff we jump to be like, oh, you know, I want to be mad and stuff like that. I don't want to be that. I want it to be like, okay, Lord, let me turn to you. All right, hold on. Before anything, before I move, let me pray first.
Yeah.
And I always want to remember, I don't want it to be like so tragic and so, you know, earth shaking. Like, I don't want it to be like that. Like, just let me get through it. Just like other night, just, you know, me and my family going through stuff. And I like completely reverted back to Aubrey Shea from the block.
Yeah.
And I had to like really stop and think about it. Like, what was it that made you mad? And how are you going to change it now? And it was the fact that how it was almost like a shocker, because you know how people view you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you could honestly say what people think about you behind your back. You know us, you know your flaws,
mm-hmm.
you know why people stay away from you, you know what it could possibly be. You know, it could just be their own insecurities, but them deflecting off the fact that they low-key hate you and love you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe you talk a certain way or you look a certain way that people want that, but at the same time, so you know all these things that people feel about you, but hearing somebody say it out loud,
mm-hmm.
without trying to get to know you, without asking you questions of like, you know, how do you feel about this or what, is all like manipulative, and I can't stand manipulative people.
Yeah,
don't push your views of me off on me like you know me. Like, that's weird. Because mm-hmm. I would never do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all, like, my heart is so open to getting to know everything that that people have to bring. I'm not the type of person who's like, oh, this is how you are. Like, who am I to say
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
So that were, my feelings were genuinely hurt, especially with being somebody, you know, someone, you know, that I consider close to me. And talking about mending a relationship,
mm-hmm.
but yet you have this false idea of who I am.
Yeah.
That's weird. So I got mad at that and actually had to sit back and thank God, you know, that he was present at that time, because it could have actually been worse.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, my own frustrations and my own stresses and things like that. So go pray.
Mm-hmm.
Go pray. Ask God to reveal your heart to you, what, you know, and reveal their heart to them, whoever that person may be. But that was one of my things. And that's why I say that toxic thing just being taken out. So I'm in expectation for trusting God and growth and mm-hmm. more growth to become, because now I'm trying to get into a different space. I want to be a wife. Mm-hmm. I want to be a mother. I want to be a, you know, a entrepreneur and a blogger. Just dramatic. Like, so dramatic. You know, yes, I want these other levels of, you know, what I'm called to be. And now I'm feeling like that. Now I'm feeling the pressures of, you know, growing. Lord, I want to grow more. My expectation for you in 2019 is to grow with the pressure. Mm-hmm. Give me all the pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, I know.
That's a mature prayer.
I wasn't, you know, created out of clouds and gumdrops and sunflowers. Like,
well, I was
created out of fire. So put the pressure on me. Mm. Like, I'm really a diamond in the rough. Like, the pressure really makes me. The challenges really makes me. Mm. So if you love me, challenge me. If you love me, put pressure on me. So, God, let me pick people that put pressure on me and challenge me in all forms. Mm. I don't grow no other way. Don't lightly love me.
That's weird, because I think I'm the opposite. I think because I've dealt with that my whole life, though. So I don't respond well to pressure. I actually grow the opposite way. It's really weird.
That is, it's not weird. It's what you need.
It's just interesting, because normally you would think pressure does, like, ooh, that pushes somebody. But it pushes me in the opposite direction. It does.
That's really interesting.
I respond better to, just the right way to say it, like, I guess affirmations in a way. Mm-hmm. So people around me affirming, in a sense. But I don't want it to sound like they're just being yes people, because that's not what it is.
Yeah, affirming isn't being yes, man.
No, I know. I don't want it to sound like it's just like, oh, you just want people around you just going, go, 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 like, and not challenging you. Because, yes, challenges definitely push me. But I guess it's a certain type of pressure that I don't respond well to, if that makes sense.
It does, but the way you said it the first time, affirming you is the proper
that makes
way
sense to you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just trying to break it down,
it's like,
for y'all.
It's like a trainer. They're not in the gym yelling, oh, you weak, you weak.
Right,
be
right,
strong,
absolutely.
Be strong. It's just like, keep going. Two yeah. more. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's affirming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's what works for me.
That makes sense.
That's what works for me. I don't know. And then maybe because I'm not that person. Well, I guess I can be both. Because I can kind of be that person that applies the pressure, but also that person that affirms. So I'm in between. But you tried it. You tried.
I'm just making sure.
But pressure is also subjective, I think. Because I think my view of pressure may be totally different from yours. Maybe.
Okay.
It may be.
I get that.
Because what do you consider pressure? Or, like, somebody applying pressure to you?
More so, but pressure to me, I look as a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, somebody hitting you up, what you doing? What is coming from this?
Mm-hmm.
What have you done this week for mm-hmm. whatever? That's pressure to, that's the challenge to
gotcha.
Me. Have you done this? You know, I know last week you said that you wanted to do this, that, and the third by this week. Have you done it? Are you pushing out another blog post this week? Have you started writing your book?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just ask me a question to challenge my brain, like, dang, I haven't done it.
Because
then it forces me to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And then that puts the pressure on me, especially if I already confirmed this is something that I wanted to do.
Right.
So, you know, pressure just comes with, you know, just asking questions, just checking on me. You know, now, if it's something that I never said I wanted to do, like, you know, I don't know, you know, have kids at this moment. Like, oh, did you start working on those babies yet? Like, imagine, I didn't even say, like, that's what I wanted to do in the next
go
couple
away.
Of weeks.
Just go right. away.
Right. But if it was just like, oh, yeah, you said, what you saying, April, that you want to write, have you started writing that book yet?
Right.
What's the title of your book? What you doing in order to get to the next point, you know?
I think I just realized with me and you, we I guess when we deal with each other, we give each other what we both want.
Yeah.
I definitely affirm you, and you definitely apply pressure to me, but not in a bad way. Because I accept your pressure, and I'll be like, maybe. I know I said, you'd be like, get on it.
Yes. Yes, I agree on that. But I also know what you need as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't try to give you anything outside of what I know you need.
Oh, for sure.
What kind of friend would I be?
For sure.
You know, I could apply pressure on that. Okay, you said it.
Right.
Because you don't know how many times I want to apply pressure to you, but I'm like, she's not going to respond well to
me. Mm-hmm.
She's really not going to respond well to me. So I can't even say nothing.
Thank you for knowing me.
Seriously. Because then you would send me, you know, get to the point where you like maybe send me a text of what somebody else said. And I'm just like, you know, I was thinking that. So thank God for the person that you allowed to send, because I wasn't going to say it that way because I know her better, you know. So now I want to be like, oh, huh, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, come on now. You know, that's what I want to be like, because I can be that type of person, but I know I need to step back, breathe a couple of times, go a couple of days, and then be like, okay, so, and come to you with the affirming aspect.
Yeah.
But so many times I just want to be like, girl, like, come on now, like, please do better. But I know I can't always tell you to do better, because doing better is going to probably be in like something like my mama say, browbeating.
What is that?
She say browbeating, y'all. If y'all know what browbeating is,
what is
you
that?
Know, DM us.
Let me tell you, as a makeup artist, I feel like that's me beating your brows. Like, I'm getting your brows together. What? Browbeating?
Yeah. This is, I don't know. She even said that word a couple of days ago.
Browbeating.
Browbeating, like, talking down on you.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, old people, they be having their little words.
I guess, like, when people get upset, they kind of raise their brows. I don't know. I'm trying to piece it together, because I'm really trying to figure out what it is.
I'm going to have a description for you on next episode.
Again, DM us.
Browbeating is.
Ask your mama.
No, for real. I got to ask my mama what browbeating. But, you know, I don't want to come off like I'm browbeating.
But see,
like,
I wouldn't take that way, I guess, from you, because people that I consider my friend, I see your heart before I'm like listening to the words, if that makes sense. I don't take it as, oh, she just being extra and malicious and, you know, just she coming to me with an attitude. I don't see it as that. I see it as she genuinely cares.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing this out of love, but also it's delivery. Like, I respond well to people that can deliver. I can take criticism. I can take you being hard per se, but it's the delivery. Don't Absolutely. Be like, I'm not, yeah, nah, I don't need that.
Yeah.
But definitely get down on me. I can take that, but it's all about delivery.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's what I really mean by people affirming me. I respond well to that. I can take the challenging. I can take the, you kind of getting on my head, but it's all about the delivery.
Yeah.
Whereas you can take somebody getting on your head and you be like,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and that's something that, because I don't think I have shown you how harsh I can actually be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I most definitely get that. And that's not something that I want to show certain people, because I can be extremely harsh. But I don't want to be like that, especially when it comes to something that I know you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who am I to be like, oh, you gotta... Nah, so it's like, you already know I'm passionate about it. Obviously, there's something else there, and I want to be sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, your mind isn't there, because my mind is always there. And, you know, especially if I'm in one of my emotional states, I don't need somebody to come into me like, oh, you gotta do... No, challenge me and leave it at that.
Right.
You know, put the pressure on me and leave it at that. Don't, you know, badger me.
Right. That's
at that
the
moment,
thing.
Then
like,
I'm going to be, you know, coming back. But anywho, back on to what's your
expectations? Y'all, we like, 19? We took a turn, but we circling back.
We still on
expectations. We are, like, we circling back, because that's expectations for friends. Hey, hey, hey. For God, my expectation would be to... Honestly, to allow me to get out of the way. Whatever that entails.
Podcast.
Huh?
You said that last podcast.
Yeah. Because I'm really serious about it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever that entails. Like, just remove me out of the picture. Not all the way, Lord. But, you know, just push me back. Just push me back. Like, and allow you know, you to just do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. That's also a very mature prayer, because that allows him to have complete
control.
That means that my hands,
Are off
completely
at
off.
All times.
That's very scary. And it's literally going to be walking blind. And him as my eyes. And my hands and my feet. Like, it's literally just complete and utter control by him. And I don't think that I'm going to be able to progress to a new level if I don't allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Do you think you have control issues?
I think I can. Yep.
Cool.
I think I can.
So that's your only expectation for God for 2018?
I feel like that encompasses everything. Honestly. Well, not everything, but the meat of what I need to be doing and the meat of how my 2019 needs to go. Yeah. And I know there's way more.
Yeah. There's way more. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that was all that you really want to say. But that's good. Like you said, that's the majority of everything. Everything else would come out in due time. But once you remove your hands, then it opens a lot of doors to just be used. So that's great. Yeah. Characteristics.
Yeah.
For that you want arise in 2019.
Ooh. For myself?
Yes.
That's a really deep question. I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah, see, it's not meant for you to think about.
I know. I'm just supposed to get it off the spot.
Yeah.
Characteristics. I think being more bold, removing fear, which is always a work in progress.
Yeah.
Always a work in progress. Getting more mature in my word.
Yeah.
I don't know what word would be to characterize that.
Yeah.
I don't know, being maturing as a Christian, period. Yeah. Maturing in faith. If I think of more, I'll say it. But right now, that's what I'm thinking.
That's good.
You?
For me, characteristics I want to rise, I want a voice.
Mm-hmm.
My voice to become a lot more stronger. I want to stop questioning.
Because you hold myself back a lot.
I do. But, you know, I do have a lot to say, but sometimes it's just not the right time yet. And I'm trusting God and having in full expectation that in the right time, my prayer all the time when it comes to my voice is just, Lord, give me a burning sensation in my belly and on my tongue that I cannot hold it back.
Mm.
That is my absolute prayer. If I can hold it back, I'll be like, Lord, maybe it wasn't meant. But then I know when I'm supposed to say something, because he always plays it over and over in my head, over again, and then I always feel guilty.
Mm.
And God guilty?
Okay.
God guilty is not a good guilty to feel. So I want my voice to become stronger. I want my whole presence to be a lot more bolder when it comes to, not like when I walk into a room, everybody, just like I'm solidified in myself.
Yeah.
You know, even though I feel like I am, but just like I said, you know, there is some questioning there, because, you know, like when I really found out how people felt about me, that hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be hurt by what people feel about me. Like, I didn't even know I was still being hurt by people,
mm-hmm.
because I never was challenged in that area. So now that I was challenged in that area, Lord, make me a little bit more solidified and bolder in myself, so that nothing tarnishes what I know that you feel about me.
Mm-hmm.
What else characteristic that I want to be arise in me? I want to be a better lover and more giving, more less selfish, but all, you know, being able to discern that aspect as well, because I'm just not trying to, you know, like overly give to the point that I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
But I want to be a giver. I want to be less selfish. Just less selfish. I don't want to be completely selfless,
mm-hmm.
but I want to be less selfish. So far, I think that's it. Just a bolder in myself, more solidified, bolder in my voice, giver, lover, less selfishness. Yeah, that'll start off some characteristics that'll start off just rising me up in those areas that, you know, I just want to be a little bit better in the way. Just take me from a 2 to a 3.
I think I found another one.
What's that?
My spiritual gift.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say I struggled a lot with it this year, but I guess I struggled a lot with knowing what it was mm-hmm. and not knowing what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, expectation for God is to now show me how to use it, but characteristic for myself is to actually use it.
That's a dope expectation, like to show you how to use your gift. Yeah, I'm taking that one.
Yeah,
I absolutely
for sure.
agree with that one.
Like, I need you to really show me how to use my gift.
No, seriously.
Because I don't know nobody with it, Lord. I don't know. No, I don't even know where to start. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
For real, for real. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I want literally by the end of the year to know, be solidified in my gift and know how to actually operate in it. Mm-hmm. Not just know it, but actually operate in it. Because, yeah, I'm expecting that.
Yeah, I would challenge you on that, but I'm not today.
Mm.
It's not on my spirit.
Mm, yes, God.
Yeah, she's not ready for that. Yeah, so just, you know, ending 2018, going into 2019, you know, honoring God and everything that he did in 2018 and taking ourselves out of the equation, going into 2019, just being grateful for everything that he did for us. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We are grateful.
Seriously.
Making it to another year, having new expectations for you and just, you know, being less of ourselves and trying to be more like you,
mm-hmm.
arising things that you have placed in us that we didn't know we have, but want more of, want to see more of, solidifying us in ourselves and being Christian woman. Like, I'm excited. Like, 18, 19 is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I'm in great expectation.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And I don't even know what's to come.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though.
So, no, I guess there's no need for a nitpick at all this week.
Let me tell you, we don't need nitpick for these last two because we literally be nitpicking ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we just nitpick the whole year. And everything.
No, seriously. On what we was, because I was listening to the other one. It's just like, well, you didn't do. And it's just like, no, we good.
Mm-hmm.
We really good. But we want to honor God on what he did do
mm-hmm.
instead of pointing out what you didn't do, because we know you wasn't right.
Okay.
But you got us through some things and we just grateful for that. So now, since we've seen that, Lord, allow us to see you in everything and push forward.
Yes.
So.
And I do have a beauty tip for the week.
Ooh.
It's very simple, really. It's very simple. While we're wrapping up this year, remember to take care of yourself. And I know I mentioned a few episodes back about self-care, but it's really good to reiterate that again.
Yeah.
Take some time out for yourself and
absolutely.
Do some things for yourself. I think sometimes that we can be so wrapped up in trying to be with the crowd and around people and we forget to just focus on us.
Yeah.
It's so important to do it. Even if you start off with just an hour out the week, just to focus solely on you. Light some candles, play some music, whatever. And this can even roll over into your spending your time with God. Have that alone time. All of that can be considered self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Just take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Get some tea, whatever. Just create a nice ambiance and just have fun with yourself. Love yourself. And then continue that into the new year and you'll start to see some changes within yourself.
I agree. I'm going to really go do will. That now.
Come on. But yes, you got any shout outs?
No shout outs this week. Mm. Jesus.
Okay, I was going to say, y'all shout, yeah, out, no, shout out God. Dang. What?
He's, gang gang
he's not a part of the gang gang.
He's a part of the gang gang. Jesus unless, knows about the gang gang. Really? My guy JC, he knows.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to Jesus.
Shout out to JC.
For allowing us to do this for 8 episodes, yeah. You guys. And just, I'm excited. I'm in expectation for the Queendom Hour next year.
Yeah.
To even make this thing bigger. So, we want you guys to holler at us. Holler at us. Yes, I brung it back. Yes, I did. But no, write in our comments, DM us, whatever, with your expectations for the new year. We want to hear from you guys. And we really appreciate all of you that are listening. If you've been here from the beginning, we appreciate you guys for rocking it with us this year. And we can't wait to rock with it more. In the new year, I'm so excited. So before we leave, we got to make sure you guys have our social media handles so you can get in touch with us. And you can follow me at I am Kmatt, and that's IAMKMATT on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
And I am at _ Queen B Shay, Q U E E N V S H A Y, and that's on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can also follow us at The Queendom Hour, and that's on Instagram, or hit us up in our email, thequeendomhour@gmail.com. So, yeah, we look forward to hearing from you guys. And thank you so much for listening to this episode.
Bye, you.